Okay? Thank you very much, Maurice. Fish report.
The fish report.
This is going to be a fishy story if I've ever heard one.
We stocked the lake this year, the week before Mother's Day. I don't know what the reason was, but we did. And it all worked out, and the fish was healthy. We got, again, a couple less fish than the year before, because the price of the fish goes up every year, and our budget stays the same. There is no real reason for the exact amount that we put in anyway, so I think we're still fine. I have not heard about the fishing conditions at the lake getting worse. I think here still people catch a lot of the rainbows, and that's great, and they are looking very healthy, which is great. We do stock a couple of browns, and I very sporadically hear somebody catching the browns. They're just there for the random moment to catch a really big, clever fish that is not so easily caught. If I do the fish report, can I also do a fishing derby?
Absolutely. Part of the fish report.
So the Elmer J. Crowley fishing derby this year was a major success, maybe because I wasn't there this year. the attendance was three or four times what we had in the years before. We had very much, so it really was most likely because it was the 4th of July weekend, and we used to always do it the weekend before 4th of July, but I think it's a very clear sign that we have to move the fishing derby into the 4th of July weekend, because it was great to see so many children. Of course, Skip Koloski, as usually, got the biggest fish. I mean, the report said that the year before, it wasn't him, but Gunther Ottens, but it was actually Skip caught him. Said, you have it this year, but he always catches the biggest fish. I think next year we will plan it the Saturday of the 4th of July weekend, whichever that can be.
As an addendum to the report, I'm sorry to have to report, I have a report from the fish who are complaining about Gunnar Otten and Skip Koloski and their frequency of pulling the browns out of the lake.